Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the show that stretches you beyond your five senses. When you are looking for your next step on the path into the unseen, we've got you covered. Join epic adventure seekers and level up your game with your host, reality magician, Ali Bierman.
You could experience more than just the 1% of the world that exists, and you perceive with your five senses. I was talking with you last week about the 99%. So what's the 99%? What if you could experience more than you can see, hear, taste, touch, smell? What if you could know the 99% and live in all that's real? Your five senses limit you to the physical, where, what, when. Yet there's so much more to life than your senses know. You, the real you, is a divine spirit living a human life filled with joy and also strife. And it's all on a plane where you've got to work to stay sane. Yet there's so much more. You've no idea of all that's in store. When you let go of the limits, then you will feel yourself soar. You're a multidimensional spirit in a multidimensional world. Beyond 3D, you can see past your 1% reality. Just be. Allow all that's already there waiting for you to claim your share. Create a love affair with all that truly exists. Break down the walls, no longer resist. And you will see how rich your life can be. Just be. And you will see a new reality for you. I had such an interesting experience yesterday and the day before. And what happened was I needed to change my batteries. I use rechargeable batteries. And I went to get my charged batteries from where I always keep them, right? Only they weren't there. Did you ever look for something and go back to the same place because you know that's where it belongs? And maybe you went back to that same place looking for it 5, 6, 7 times, but it still wasn't there. Many years ago, my son would look for something very many years ago in the refrigerator, and he'd say, "It's not there." And I'd say, "Yes, it is." And I'd go to the refrigerator and I'd find it. And what he would say is, "Well, when I was looking, I was in a different universe and it wasn't there in that universe." Well, of course, at that time, I thought he was being a little bit silly. But this experience that I just had, there is nothing silly about that. It wasn't anywhere to be found for 2 days. I searched everywhere it could possibly be. In the case of the 4 batteries where I always put it, where I always keep them when they're charged or needing to be charged. And I have a way of indicating that. And then suddenly, I was walking by my rebounder last night. And there it was. Sitting on the outside, you know, not the jumpy part, but the outside that covers all the springs. It was just sitting there. I believe I really believe now there are different universes because it was a 100% impossibility that it was sitting there for those 2 days I was searching for it. Why? Because I use my rebounder every day. I would have had to have stepped over it. It would have bounced off while I was doing my rebounding. That's why I know with no doubts whatsoever it had disappeared, or the universe I was in, it didn't exist. Have you ever had an experience like that? If you have, you know, go ahead and let me know, because because I'm not going to tell you why I'm laughing. What I want you to know right now, I'm taking a sponsor break. 9.5 months ago, I broke my wrist. And after it healed, the mainstream orthopedist said, well, yeah, it's swollen and your nerves are being pinched, so come in and we'll do a quick surgery. We'll snip the nerves. Well, I wasn't about to do that. I don't like surgery and I don't believe in mainstream medicine unless I'm really desperate. First thing I did was I saw my chiropractor. I mentioned it to her and she did some pulling stretching. And it was a whole lot better, but not all better. So then I heard one of my colleagues say he had sprained his wrist and he put a certain patch on it. So what did I do? I put a patch on my wrist. You can see it right there. This is phototherapy. It's reflecting back my own infrared energy at exactly the frequencies needed, and swelling's gone. And the pain, the discomfort, gone. I mean, in a matter of hours. No surgery. If you have something that hurts you, or something that's not working quite right, or you are missing clarity in your thinking process, or know somebody who's experienced any of those, please do contact me. Go to endstruggle.com, because that's what it's about, ending the struggle. And click where it says contact me and I will get in touch with you, because as you know, suffering is optional and I can tell you how we can eliminate that suffering. Getting back to the subject at hand, which is very interesting, the different universes. Where did I learn about the different universes? Well, it was, wow, very many years ago, I think it was 16 years ago, I had a Kabbalistic astrology reading done. I'd never had an astrological reading done of any kind. And I happen to believe that the one that goes by the moon, as the Kabbalistic one does, just makes more sense than the one that goes by the zodiac of 12 months. And the person who delivered it, it was as if she'd been with me my whole life. Every step of my life, everything that she described was so perfectly on target. And I knew, because of a close friend's experience with a zodiac astrologer, I knew there was no question that it totally makes sense that the stars and the planets and the alignment of everything has to impact you when you're growing in utero. I'm recommending for you that you go ahead and use my link to get your free 30-day trial at Audible. You can download the book of your choice. And here's the book I'm recommending, Kabbalistic Astrology. It's a fabulous book. I still refer to it. Why Kabbalistic? Because it's all about your tikkun. Well, what's a tikkun? It's all about why you came here in this lifetime. What's the correction that you came here to do in this lifetime while looking at, well, this was your previous lifetime. This is how you were in that lifetime. This is what you're overcoming and learning in this lifetime. Go ahead and use the link. And for your free audiobook, I recommend Kabbalistic Astrology. It's kind of a short gathering here today because I just really, really, really wanted to reinforce the whole thing of 99% makes a bigger, more real life, because we're talking about those invisible forces again. I wish you'd been there with me when the batteries weren't there, and then they were there. Think about your life. When has something like that happened to you? Because you know what I think? I'll bet you it has happened to you at some point. Are we going into different universes? Why not? Even scientists say there are as many as 11 different universes existing simultaneously. One of my favorite Richard Bach books was, okay, I forgot which one was the title because I'm a Richard Bach fan, where he and his great love, they would go off down one path, one possibility of a life. Then they'd come back and they'd choose a different path to go down. And that would be the equivalent in my mind of experiencing different universes. So where are you in that thought? Why don't you go down below and let me know. Thank you very much for joining me here today for Let's Get Metaphysical, Connecting Heart and Mind. Be sure to join our Facebook group. You can ask questions. Make a new friend. Get the extras that I put in there, because I do put extras in the Facebook group. And I would love for you to support our podcast and our show. Why? Because it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy. And it's something I do from my heart. And it also takes funds to keep it going. I have an incredible editor. I have a super incredible company, a few really incredible companies that put everything together after I submit it. And they make it all nice and neat and clean. So by joining our community and supporting us, you get to join me every month for a live Zoom call. You can ask me anything. You can tell me about you, what you want to know about, so I can go heading in that direction that you're really looking for. Because what I know about you is you're on your spiritual journey. And by the way, if you haven't done so, do grab your copy of Your First Steps on Your Spiritual Path. I just read through it the other day. I read it a few years ago. And it's actually a book. It's not just a simple little cheat sheet. It's a book with chapters. It's not a long book, but it's a book that will answer your questions. At least they were the questions that I had at one time when I was trying to understand all this stuff that goes on in our world. And I would appreciate your going over to our show site where you can listen to or watch any of our 145 episodes. Actually, we had some introductory ones, so we're actually over 150. But what's listed there are 145. And you can also very easily leave a review, which I appreciate, so that other people can know what kind of things we talk about here, why you like coming here and listening every week, because I am here every week. I've never missed one, and I have no plans to miss one, because it's really important to me to share what goes on in my heart so you can be open to understanding and knowing what goes on in your heart. Because it's driving your whole world. Remember to enjoy, that's capital I-N, capital J-O-Y, every moment, because nothing in your life happens outside of you. Yeah, your five senses pick up different signals, but they're just picking up signals that have no meaning till they get inside, where they can be interpreted in different parts of your brain, or your body, or your organs. I look forward to being here with you next time.
You've been listening to A Talk on the Wilder Side. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Metaphysical. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And while you're at it, please leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends. Tune in every Monday for more exciting insights and wisdom on life beyond your five senses. Until next time, take a small step in a new direction. Start now.
Thank you.